Hi, Dictation for Nasir Latif, NASIR, LATIF, date of service 7/22/2024, date of birth is 10/19/85. Date of accident is 8/29/2023, when the patient was T-bone on a passenger side. He was a restrained driver. And this impact caused him headaches with some dizziness, pain in the neck and lower back and the left shoulder, with difficult time lifting the arm and numbness, tingling of the left arm and right thigh. Some pain in the right knee and right ankle was also reported initially, and the right hip. Patient underwent a physical therapy, chiropractic treatments all along, and now he reports that he still has neck pain around 6 to 7, lower back pain is around 8. Occasional radiation to the right thigh, right hip and upper thigh laterally is reported 2 to 3 times per day. Headaches are around 4, and he says the headaches are less frequent, but they are associated with vision disturbance, as well as trouble sleeping and focus problem, concentration problem. In addition, patient feels tired, backaches are continuing, and he has been going to a PRP for the right knee. He has been referred by somebody. He hasn't told me. It looked like he has another doctor on the side. Complicated. Patients are not telling the truth. And other than that, the pain is continuing to be 7 to 8. ADLs are affected 7 to 8. 30 to 40% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADL system review, additional issues, medication, substance use, as well as compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 120 over 85, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 6/24/2024, dictation number 0624-060. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the physical therapy as patient request 2 months a week. And with the traction massage, patient remains on a light duty job 7 hours, 7 days, with 5 pound lifting limit. The MAPs are reviewed, labs are reviewed, and the patient is also provided a medication which is Mobic 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 milligram a day for stomach protection, Ultram 50 milligram PRN for pain relief, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathic pain, Fluoxetine 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for the headaches. In addition, patient is provided with a order for a blood test for the evaluation of neurotrauma assessment with clinical consult. Patient is undergoing counseling as well as a neurology, which has, he was referred to earlier, and neuropsych with Dr. Naida Hamid. He's having all the DME supplies like cervical pillow, tense unit, neck brace, back brace, tense unit, face bandages, knee brace. The MRIs have been reviewed to the patient as follows. In the cervical spine, patient has a herniated disc at C23, C34, C45, C56, C67 with the bilateral foramina stenosis and with the mild spinal cord stenosis. And the patient is advised that he may benefit with 2 to 3 CESI cervical epidural steroid injections. The MRI for the lumbar spine shows a herniated disc at L4-5, L5-S1, and it will show some improvement with the injection treatment with the steroid. 4 to 5 injections are proposed to be. MRI of the brain was positive for brain trauma and is being again being ordered a blood test to identify the marker for the brain trauma, then he'll be referred. Thank you. Appreciate very much. It is seen in 30 days time. He has been advised about the injection treatment, and once he makes up his mind and provides a consent, we'll be more than happy to help him out in the injection process. Thank you. He does not want any surgical consult or any surgical intervention.